Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We'll talk with Phil Sims coming up at 11. Been a while since we've spoken with him, so we'll talk some Giants, some NFL with Phil at 11 o'clock. I just can't. I mean, come on now. This is the Yankees. We get on the Mets for certain things. This is the New York Yankees. You can't. I can't imagine. I know that they've been reluctant to move on from whether it's Joey Gallo or Hicks or even DJ LeMahieu recently. I get that. That's a little bit of a different circumstance. This is a one-year, $22 million year for a player that does have some value here. I can't imagine that's going to hold up their entire offseason plan to build a team, BT. And furthermore, if they thought that it would, then it's even worse than you're saying that they would offer him the qualifying offer. You can't take that chance if you think it's going to ruin your entire offseason, which is why I ultimately don't think this is that big of a deal at all.
I'd like to give Brian Cashman the benefit of the doubt here, because all the reports were that basically Grisham would not sign that qualifying offer. Yankees would get the pick. He'd go somewhere else, 3-4 years, as we said a couple of times, 50, 60, 70, whatever the number was, and the Yankees would have played that well and calculated that properly. I mean, I think that Brian Cashman has made a lot of mistakes, and I've been very open about my criticisms. I've also praised him. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think that he has failed to adapt as much as I would like to see him adapt. But I can't imagine that he's so dumb where he misread this easily. Like, right. Oh, no, he's not going to sign it. Right. Oh, wait, well, he signed it. What do
Me
we do?
Either.
So I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that now a guy that I don't trust and I don't think is efficient enough in October, I'm not debating the value of April and May against bad teams and home runs.
Regular season, right, those homers will pile up.
Yeah, season Yankees. Well, we know who that team is.
Well, if they build the team the right way, he shouldn't see the light of day in October. It would be similar thought. I know it's different. I'm serious. It would be similar thought with me with Alonzo. Like, yeah, you could play some first base. Not in October. Yeah, I don't want to see his feet on the field other than running around the bases after a few homers for Pete Alonso. So you could play first base in the regular season. Grisham, you can play regularly in the regular season. In the postseason, I don't want to see him.
Okay, that sounds good again. And again, that conceptually I'm with you. But if Pete Alonso's with the Mets, you know, as much as we prefer him to DH, which I agree with, well, he's going to play some first. And if he's playing first base in the regular season, they're not going to say, all right, it's October 1st. Sit down, Pete.
Why not?
Well, they should, but they won't, because they probably won't have a competent defensive first baseman.
Well,
that's what I mean. Just like we can sit here and say, well, we don't want Grisham or we don't trust him against lefties and he strikes out a ton. All the things I've said against quality teams and good pitching, I don't want him in center field or playing regularly. But based on the $22 million qualifying offer and now based on what I perceive to be limitations as to how the Yankees can build out the roster, he's going to play in October, and that's a problem.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Kevin is in the Bronx. What's up, Kev?
E.T. and Sal, how we doing?
How are you, Kev?
What's up, Kev?
Doing good, doing good. Sal, I'm with you on this one. I think the signing of Grisham isn't too bad. I'm looking at him as a fourth outfielder. They just had Stroman for $18 million a year, and they got rid of him, no problem. I think the $22 million is nothing for them. You bring in a little competition. You know, you already know Stanton's going to miss 70 games with an elbow injury. So, kick Judge down to DH, and then you have him as your fourth outfielder. I think it's a good fit.
It sounds great. Problem is, it's not going to go that way, Kev.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And think about what you're saying. Stanton's going to miss 70 games. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, think about it. They don't have to trade him if he's not going to be here half the season. And he's right. Kev is right.
No, he's right about that. But, like, we say that like the Yankees could so easily work around that. I mean, all right, so Stanton's going to miss a ton of time. I know. Right now, they don't have a good defensive first baseman on the roster. Right now, they don't have a catcher that hits consistently enough. Right now, they don't have enough right-handed sticks. They don't have a third baseman that could hit. The shortstop situation's a mess. I think they're nuts if they get... I know because I've had these conversations. They will not give... We talked about this. They will not give Jazz a long-term extension. They don't trust him. Neither do I. Big picture. But he's playing second base now, and he's a little bit sloppy. And now you got a guy who's going to hit .130 against lefties playing center? I mean, how is that good?
Well, much like we talk about with the Mets trying to get creative here, I think the Yankees should also be open to that, maybe moving on from Jazz. Think about this. If they're in the same spot with Gleyber Torres, or were in the same spot with Gleyber Torres now with Jazz. They have players that are, okay, statistically good, especially for second base, and are productive to a certain level, but they don't love them enough to make a long-term commitment to them.
Nor should they.
No, agreed. I'm not saying that they should, but then what are we doing? Why not just move on from them now?
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, Cashman's pretty good at trades here. And I've said that I think that the Mets are going to have a big offseason, and I think the trades, and they'll sign some players as well. I think the Mets are going to make a big trade. Usually Cashman's trades are during the season, Grisham, Bednar, some other things that have happened along the way. I feel like maybe the only safe pivot is a trade that they maybe already have kind of quietly agreed to in principle that we don't know. And I don't need to know that now. I'm just telling you what I do know based on what they've done. I don't love the first move of the offseason is an F for me.
Saul is calling from Manalapan. What's up, Saul?
Hey, what's up? What's up, BT and Sal? BT, I think you're jumping the gun a little bit. I think you're getting a little bit too agitated over the move. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, he had a great year last year. I think, you know, obviously, I think they need to get a couple of more pieces. Mm-hmm. But if you bring in Bellinger, I know you don't think they're going to do anything with third base, but they really should, because that, you know, I know you have a fielder there, but he can't hit. And I also think you need a backup righty catcher.
Yes,
as well.
I agree with that.
I mean, they won 95 games. What exactly are you supposed to do to try to better the team? I mean, they're not going to compete with the Dodgers at this level.
I don't think they're going to compete with Toronto, right, especially if Toronto gets Kyle Tucker. The Dodgers, I'm not even thinking about the Dodgers.
And how about Boston, who's supposed to, rumors are that they're going to be getting better.
They might. I want to see what they actually do before I anoint them. Yeah. But if they got a Pete and Bregman stays, they got some pitching, no doubt. Going to crochet their big acquisition a year ago. Listen, I understand. I just said it before, Saul. The Yankees are going to be, I know they're going to be good. They're going to win 90-something. You got Cole coming back. They should have a really good rotation. But the Yank, again, and it took me years to learn this. I admit, it took me years to learn this. But I am no longer in the camp of, well, you know, win the 90-something games and roll the dice and see what happens against, you know, the Rays or the Red Sox or Toronto or whomever, the Guardians in the postseason. I now look at deficiencies, and there are still too many things on the team that I don't like. Guys who strike out too much, guys who can't run. They did get a little bit better defensively. I'll give you that with McMahon, some other moves, but this is not a championship team. And I don't want Grisham up in the seventh inning with two on and two out against a flame-throwing lefty or a filthy righty who's not going to give in. I don't trust him. Why would I? He's been a major leaguer for 6 years. 5 years, he hits under 200.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Well, I mean, they took a calculated risk and gamble here, and now Grisham said, you know what? I'm opting in. You're right. We don't care about him and his decision, but that was a perplexing one to me.
For him, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
If you're him, I'm trying to cash. That's his one time to maybe cash in. I'm not saying he's going to break the bank, but you don't think he could have gotten a 2 or 3?
I thought he was maybe going to get like 3+1 or 4. Yes, I did.
With the lack of center fielders coming off of his year,
I did.
And knowing that the labor dispute is looming, meaning that if he at least signed a 3-year deal, he would have been locked in for when baseball does return eventually to have 3 guaranteed years. Now, if baseball does go away like people think, he might not be getting another contract until 2 years later.
And then he's 32, 33. Yeah. And at that point, everybody will know, huh? He can't play center field anymore. I'm just telling you, it's get, like I'm kind of ahead of the curve with his defense and center. There's going to be a point where he's going to have to move to left. He can't play right. I don't love his arm. So, yeah, very, very, I think, foolish, with all due respect, business decision on his end. But, again, I'm thinking bigger picture. I don't really care about his decision.
What do you think's
worse? I mean,
worse?
I do, but only because it impacts the Yankees.
What do you think's worse? You're into the numbers. You admitted it based on the metrics. Is Grisham's decline in center field worse, or is Lindor from the right side?
I would say...
Could we be going that way that Lindor couldn't switch hit? Remember the metrics said
we can't be going that way. Okay. I know what the metrics said. I know what the bat speed said. I know what they said. They're wise guy. But we can't be going that direction, I don't think. I took the L on that. If you're new to the show, right. Or
so you think
never
this
heard
is
me
different.
Take the L for Lindor. I own it. I took it. No, the difference is that there was such a body of evidence for Lindor being, you know, at many points in his career, superior from that side of the plate. So mine was an overreaction to some glaring changes to his game, whereas last year was the only good year Grisham's had.
I'm not a metrics guy at all,
yeah.
But I do believe in what you're saying about the defensive metrics. I believe in that with Lindor as well. Because it makes sense that a player would decline as they get older,
sure.
And if there are numbers to prove it, why would I think that when you get older you're going to get better? Outside of an injury maybe that we don't know about,
yeah.
I can't imagine a player who's getting older with the numbers showing he's declining defensively that changing dramatically.
Especially in a position that is physically demanding, like center, short where you got to move and a lateral quickness, all that stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.